West Clare Mental Health Association have organised a range of events for next week to mark this year's Mental Health Week and World Mental Health Day. World Mental Health Day takes place this coming Monday, with this year's theme being Making Mental Health and Wellbeing for All a Global Priority. One of the events planned for next week is a webinar talk with Liam Gildee. Liam is the author of the book High Life, Low Life, Living with Bipolar. And Liam is with us now, as is James Fenley, the West Clare Mental Health Association Peer Support Coordinator at the Lighthouse. And James joins us in studio. Thanks very much for coming in, James.
Good morning, Alan. Glad to be here.
And thank you to Liam as well. Liam, good morning to you.
Morning, Alan.
James, can you just remind us, I guess, before we get into what's happening next week, no doubt it's the biggest week of the year for you, Mental Health Week, with the work that is done by the West Clare Mental Health Association.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, next week's definitely the busy time for us, busiest week of the year. But on a weekly basis, back in Kilrush in the Lighthouse, that's where we operate from, we would have open peer support meetings every Tuesday and every Friday evening from 7 till 9 p.m. So that's, it's a safe space for people to come and have a cup of tea and a chat in a group setting or on a one-to-one setting with people who have, our peers would have, lived experience of mental health. So it's a very simple format, chatting a cup of tea, and most people would return on a weekly basis to one or both meetings, and they build relationships and build connections with other people who have similar life experiences. Outside of that, every Tuesday we go down to Vandalar Woods in Kilrush for a weekly woodland wellbeing walk. We, in the spring, we would have done a Woodlands for Health programme with Quilcha and Clare Sports Partnership. And when that finished up, we talked to the participants, and there was a real appetite to continue walking in the woodlands, because there's evidence to back up that by walking through woodland, it has a different, impact on your well-being, and it's evidence to suggest it improves your mood, it improves your approach to exercise. So we decided to continue that on a weekly basis, and we would go down every Tuesday about 11 o'clock and head off for a walk through the woods. Last week, you wouldn't know where it'll take us, but last week we ended up in the cemetery looking at the Vandalar vaults, a bit of history there, and people enjoy it. But walking through the woodland, if you could bottle how it makes you feel afterwards, we could all retire.
Yeah, and they all seem like seemingly simple pursuits and things to do, you know, going on those walks, the chats, the cup of tea, James, but they clearly mean the world to the people involved, those who are dealing with mental health issues, and there's obviously such benefits from participating in all of that for them.
They are, we're affiliated to Mental Health Ireland, and they would have a very successful and simple charter called the Five Ways to Wellbeing. So they would be advocating that you connect to people, so you stay connected to people and don't isolate yourself. So the peer support groups and the walking, that's one way to stay connected to people. Being active, that kind of explains itself. You know, you have a personal responsibility to get up and do things and not stay indoors. So going out and being active would be number two on the list. Taking notice would be number three. Taking notice of nature, and that ties in nicely with the woodland walk. We're going through the whole season of the walk now, so we've seen the forest in the bluebells in the spring, we've gone to a full canopy in the summer, and now the canopy is starting to recede a little bit, so it's going to be interesting as we go through the winter to see what happens there. Give, that's a very important one. That's to give your time to another cause, you know, and that puts probably a little bit of pressure on you to get up and challenge yourself a bit. So we would be saying to people, you know, how can you give your time? You can give your time to your local Tidy Towns group, your local GAA club, your local Mental Health Association. So there's plenty of ways you can, motivate yourself to give your time to other people. And I can only speak from, services that I would give my time to voluntary, that you get back 10 times more than you ever give to them.
You're clearly doing such important work and great work, and you're doing it all year round, but I guess the focus is put on it James, next week, because it's such a big week. It is World Mental Health Week, and it's a chance to really, I guess, show your wares in terms of highlight what you do through all the events you're having as well.
It is. It's a great opportunity for us to get out into the communities and to engage with people, to let people know what we're doing, what supports are there for people. But we want to get to a stage where people are really, really comfortable talking about their mental health. I don't think anyone would have a problem telling you if they've a bad back or a sore knee, or you know if they have asthma or high cholesterol, physical difficulties. But for people, they're probably not so comfortable to come out and say that they mightn't be feeling the best, their mood might be a bit down. So we're trying to close the gap there, reduce the stigma. And I won't say normalise it, because, you know, it can be very difficult and challenging for people, but to try and get the message out to people that there are supports there, there are things you can do for yourself, and a lot of them are free as well. So that kind of giving the light and giving the hope to people, really.
Okay, well, there are a range of events taking place, and we'll go through those in just a little bit. But one of them is the webinar on Monday at 7:30 with Liam Gildee, who's with us. Liam is the author of High Life, Low Life, Living with a Bipolar, and he's going to be delivering the webinar. Liam, I guess you're looking forward to it, an opportunity to tell your story and I guess give people advice from your experiences and what you've learned along the way of having bipolar.
Yeah, it's always a busy week for me, the mental health week, so kind of do a lot of radio interviews, national radios, local interviews. So it's a good week. It's a good week to raise awareness. And I think, you know, as an overarching point, if I was to meet somebody that I haven't seen in 20 years from school, they'll always say stuff to me like, "God, we didn't know you were so normal." And, you know, that's the thing with a mental illness. You can have a mental illness and be normal. It's just the way we get it, you know. Same as any other disorder. Obviously, it's challenging, but, you know, my story is one of hope. I've been 4 years episode three now, so, yeah, life is good.
Can you tell us a bit, Liam, about your experience of living with bipolar, how and when you found out about it, and how you manage to live with it on a daily basis?
Yeah, well, I suppose the simple definition of bipolar is an unusual shift of mood from elated feelings to very depressive thoughts. I wouldn't have actually got a diagnosis until 2013. I would have been living with the condition since 1999. So 20 years really living with it before I got it under control. I didn't really know what I had when I was younger. I suppose I was 14, 15, 16, and I kind of thought, you know, just being down was being part of being a teenager, and, you know, that it would eventually pass. But as time passed by, these depressive episodes really took light, and the older I got, the longer the depressive episodes got. But at the same time, in between these depressive episodes, I was getting an elated mood for maybe 3 or 4 months time. But I didn't actually realise that I was elated. So my diagnosis of bipolar 2. So with bipolar 2, the key differentiation between bipolar 1 is level of the elated feelings. So mine is called hypomania. And with hypomania, it's not as well recognizable. If somebody is manic with bipolar 1, they usually end up in hospitalization. But with bipolar 2, it shows itself, but it could be just seen as personality traits. So I tend to talk a lot when I'm hypomanic. I have a lot of energy and kind of the life of the party. I don't need much sleep. But if you didn't know me, you could think characteristics of. Oh, it does make it difficult. And, you know, a lot of people would say to me, "Well, how come it took you so long to get a diagnosis?" Well, it's really down to me more so than the medical professionals, because I was only representing myself to my GP when I was depressed. And I wasn't telling him that I was really, really high. So he was treating me for the depression. The big difference between depression and bipolar is the medication that's treated. So with depression, you'd probably treat somebody just with an antidepressant. With bipolar, you treat them with mood stabilizers. You can't really, for somebody with bipolar, they can't really be on a strong antidepressant because it's mood. So yeah, look, it's been challenging. But once I got the diagnosis and turned 13, I wouldn't say it was straight sailing, but a couple of kind of went off medication twice off my own bat and it ended up getting very sick. So there's there's a lot to it, but once you get on top of it, you get all of it.
And was writing the book a difficult process, or completing it and then it receiving such a positive reaction, was that kind of cathartic and rewarding for you?
I enjoyed writing this. I always kind of say that to people when they're thinking about writing a book, you know, make sure something you have an interest in. You're not going to make millions off a book, you know. But yeah, I didn't want the 20 years to go to waste, and it was a nice project to undertake. Like, people often ask me, how did I write it? Like, I didn't pay myself to the laptop hours a day or anything. I was kind of way that is over 3 years, and I might write something for 3-4 months, and then I might just get some ideas and write a good bit of a week or two. But yeah, it's definitely been cathartic. It's done well. And that's the nice part of it. And, the most pleasing part of it for me is, maybe selling a book to a man who's someone's bipolar, like, and family just didn't know how to deal with his condition, or meeting somebody that had the disorder on the book, having a Zoom chat with them. That's the nicest, particularly younger lads, that are 18 or 19, a lot of work in age, because I always think, if somebody was able to give me advice back years ago, my life would have been a lot easier. But look at the book, bipolar, you see it as one of the negative sides of my life. Now I see it as a positive side. So many opportunities in writing a book, changing career, doing media work.
Okay, well, and that's great to hear that positives have emerged from it. So that webinar taking place on Monday at 7:30. James, what else is going to be happening around next week, Mental Health Week?
We are kicking things off Monday at 11 o'clock in Kilrush Library with what's called a Connect Cafe. So Francis Pender and the team in the library, they have arranged, so before the cafe, I suppose, comes about, we're going to have a free guided mindfulness session with Sonia Miller in the library. It's kind of unusual and kind of novel. So Sonia is going to take people through a guided mindfulness session. So when the session is finished, then Francis will have the kettle on and we'll have, kind of worksheets for people to sit down and start conversation, icebreakers and things like that. And that's the message behind the Connect Cafe, is the importance of staying connected to someone or reconnecting with people, because we're a social being, we don't do well in isolation. So, we'd place heavy stock on that. So that's going to be from 11 till 1 on Monday. And then Monday night, we will have the webinar with Liam. And all the events are free. To get the link for the webinar, you can get it directly off our website, westclarementalhealth.ie, or the links are posted up regularly through Facebook over the next few days. That'll bring us on then to Wednesday, and we're going to be down in Kilrush Mart for the morning. Looking forward to that. We've a few stalls in the mart for ourselves, and that's going to be basically a Farmwell event. So we're going to have a number of agencies, agri-related agencies, Embrace Farm, Social Farming, Healthy Clare, Clare Sports Partnership. They're all going to be there on the day, I suppose, signposting and giving information to farmers who are coming in or out of the mart. And we'd hope to be offering free health checks on the day as well. We place huge importance on, servicing our cars and servicing our oil boilers and things like that. But we might neglect, the body needs an old checkup every once in a while. So we'll should have an ambulance there in today, giving blood pressure checks as well, for people and having to listen to things. we did an event last year in Edelbrooks Farm in Kilmahill. So it'll be the same kind of format, just having the information there for people and be able to signpost and engage with them. Then on Friday, we're going to the edge of Looped to Halla Owen in Kilbaha for a Growwell event. So we're going to have, it's going to be about all things gardening, and we're going to have a panel discussion with Breed Hederman, Breeda Latham and Eamon Peters. So we'd all be involved in gardening, have a love of gardening, you know, and part of their, I suppose, jobs as well. So that'll be followed by a cup of tea and a chat afterwards out there. And I suppose Breed would have a good following, and so would Eamon. Eamon would be down in Kilrush Farmers Market, and he's well into his new venture, 7 acres. So it'll be an interesting night out there.
Okay, and James, if people want to see the information on the full range of events, or they just want to contact you guys in general, how can they get in touch with you?
Well, I suppose the first port of call would be our website, westclarementalhealth.ie. And through that, there's an automated section, contact us and the message will come straight through. Outside of that, you can contact us on mobile 085 855 9511,
okay.
Or you can contact us through our Facebook page, The Lighthouse, and send us a message that way.
Okay, brilliant stuff. Well, look, hope next week goes very well for you. My thanks to James Fenley from West Clare Mental Health Association, Peer Support Coordinator at The Lighthouse, for joining us in studio. And also with us, thank you to Liam Gildy, the author of High Life, Low Life, Living with Bipolar, who's delivering that webinar on Monday at 7:30. It is 0818 400 964 to call us here in Morning Focus, or you can text or WhatsApp us on 086 1800 964.